Welcome to Lectio. Thank you so much for joining me for this time of scripture prayer. Most of the time when we pray, we talk the whole time. And Lectio is a really good way to do a listening prayer. So instead of us doing all the talking, we can settle into this time and listen to God speak to us. So the first thing to do is make sure you're in a comfortable position where you can let the anxiety of the day go. Rest your body. You don't have to hold yourself so stiff, and just relax and be in God's presence. Almighty God, Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus, thank you for inviting us into this time. We just want to hear you. Help us to listen well, to recognize your voice. And to be changed. Amen. So I'll read our scripture tonight is from Romans 12, 1-2. I'm going to read it three times. Between each reading, I'll leave about 3 minutes, 2.5 to 3 minutes, for you to listen to God. So you don't, I mean, you can listen to me right now, but the whole point is to listen to God. So I'll leave you that quiet time to hear him. The format for Lectio is that the first section we notice, then we connect, then we are invited by God into something new. That's the format I set up. As you can imagine, God does what he wants to do, whether I set it up that way or not. But that's the format. So listen to him. If you notice something else, or if he connects things in an order that I don't do, go with God. Leave me in the dust. This is his time with you. And I'm just a guide, or I give suggestions, but God is the one that you're listening to. So the first scripture is from Romans 12, 1-2. And after I read, notice if it's a noticing time. Notice if there's any words or phrases that jump out at you, something that captures your attention. These words or phrases are from God's word. They are God's word, and they're for you. I'm reading from the Message. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I'm going to read the scripture again. And this time, in the silence, notice how those words or phrases connect to your personal life, your hopes, your dreams, something that happened in your day today, something that happened in your past, something you hope for in the future. God's word is personal for you, and it's also connects to your personal life. So notice that. Romans 12, 1-2. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, the good and acceptable and perfect. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time in the quiet, notice an invitation from God. Romans 12, 1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And now the time for noticing, connecting, and inviting is done. It's time to rest in God's presence. So just close your eyes. Know that He is surrounding you. That He's providing every breath that you take. That He loves you inside and out. That you can trust Him with this time. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from your inner experience with God to your outer experience, still with God. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth in your everyday life. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.